Hello and welcome to the Family Brand Podcast. My name is Chris. I'm a husband, a father, and an entrepreneur.
My name's Melissa, and I am a wife, mother, former nurse turned real estate investor.
And we believe the greatest gift you can give your child is a last name that stands for something.
Your last name is your family's brand.
If you are a parent who wants to raise your child to know who they are, love who they are, and believe in who they are, this show is for you.
We promise to bring you real and authentic conversations with parents and experts who are committed to making their family their life's most important work.
This show will help you take a stand for your family and to raise your children by design, not default.
Hello, hello. I am here solo today, and I wanted to talk about an experience that I had with three of my little kids this past weekend. I'm sure everyone is tired of people talking about the eclipse that recently happened, but I want to talk about my adventure that I took with my little kids and how that and a few other things that are happening in my world right now had me start thinking about having fun. Like, are you having fun yet in your family? So I've been talking to my kids about the eclipse. I'm homeschooling four of my kids now, technically, even though my high schooler is pretty easy. I don't know if he counts, but we, prior to the eclipse, had been talking about it, and we watched some videos on YouTube about people that had documented the eclipse that they'd been to in 2017, and I kind of threw it out to them, like, should we go? Should we go to the eclipse? We live in Arizona, and it wasn't the full path of totality. It was not in Arizona, but it was in Texas, and, you know, I looked on my phone, and I was like, oh, we'd have to drive 9 hours. That would be the closest we could get would be 9 hours to seeing the full eclipse. And so I kind of floated it out to them, like, you guys want to go? And they were like, yeah, that'd be fun and whatever. And then I didn't bring it up. And then like several days pass, and then it's Sunday afternoon, and Ivy, my 12-year-old, is like, Mom, I thought we were going to watch the eclipse. Are we going to watch the eclipse? And I was like, ugh, it was happening so soon. And I was like, that's a lot of driving, like 18 hours of driving. Chris wasn't going to come with me. He had commitments. And so it would just be me and the three little kids driving to Texas and back. But I did think about our family motto from last year, which was fill your life with lots of experiences, not lots of things, have incredible stories to tell, not incredible clutter in your closets. And so that was running through my mind. Also, Smiths are adventurous, which is one of our family values. And I just thought, you know what? This really fits like so much of what we stand for and what we believe in, which, by the way, is the power of having family values, is that you do have a lens by which to make decisions. And so in that moment, it helped me make that decision and be like, okay, you know what? Well, let's go. Because the next eclipse isn't happening to like 2044 or something here in North America anyway. And my kids will be grown up by then. Like, this is really the last time in their childhood that I would have this opportunity to take this random adventure and this random road trip. And so we sprung for it. And it was a lot of driving. And it was really fun, though. Like, I think it's too soon to say we just got back today. You know, sometimes you just got to let things simmer for a couple days and be like, okay, let me process what all just happened, just because it was such a whirlwind. But it was so fun. Like, I've never done anything like that with, you know, just my kids, three of my kids anyway, where it was just so spontaneous. And so we were just flying by the seat of our pants the whole entire time. And like, I was on my way there and I called Chris and I was like, hey, can you book us a hotel? Because I didn't know how far I would get that first night. And so when I realized, like, okay, let's stay the night in El Paso tonight. So I called Chris and was like, hey, will you book us a hotel in El Paso? So we stayed in El Paso the first night. We lost like 2 hours worth of driving, which I didn't think about ahead of time. So I only got 5 hours of sleep that night because we got in so late and then had to wake up so early because of the time difference there. And anyway, just so many little things about the adventure. We didn't have goggles, like the viewers, to view the eclipse. And I couldn't find them anywhere. Like, I knew right when we left our house, I needed to find those. And so I started calling, like, as we were pulling out of our driveway, Ivy was my co-pilot. I was like, Ivy, let's start calling all the places we can think of and see if we can find these. What are they even called? You know what I'm talking about. Those glasses that allow you to view the eclipse. So We were calling everywhere I could think of, Home Depot, Walmart, Sonic. I guess Sonic had a promotion. Not I guess. Sonic did have a promotion where if you buy this certain slush, it came with the glasses that you need to view the eclipse. And basically every time we would pass through a town, which we passed through a lot of towns with Sonic, I would call the town and ask them, do you have any of the glasses? And they were like not available anywhere. And I was a little stressing about that. And so I told the kids, okay, we got to put out good vibes that we will find these glasses. I even told Chris when we were talking to him one time, okay, put out the energy that we will find these glasses. And so we were almost, you know, we woke up the next morning and we had to get on the road, I think at 7, which was really 5 our time, in order to make it in time. And one of the last towns that we were going to pass through, like, that was big enough that could have a Sonic in Texas. I passed by the Sonic on the highway and I was like, oh, Ivy, let's call them. And so she called them and it was a pretty small town with not any surrounding town really. And so I thought, you know what, they might have the goggles. And so we called them. Sure enough, they did have the goggles. So I pulled off of the next exit, turned around, went and got the goggles. I had to buy 4 ginormous slush float things. But of course, the kids were not complaining about that. And we got our goggles and we got to view the eclipse. And it was so fun. And then we got some Texas barbecue and then we started home. And Ivy later, she was like, so we drove all of this time for basically 1 minute of an eclipse. And I was like, yeah, basically. But it was all of that time before and after and the parks that we played at and the swimming pool and the hotel and all these little memories along the way. And it wasn't perfect. The kids were fought sometimes. Don't want to paint this picture like it was just this glamorous retreat because it was a lot of hard work and a lot of driving. But I think sometimes the best things that we do as families, they do require a little bit of effort, which I guess leads me to my next point that I kind of want to make this all about is having fun together. It was a lot of work and it was a lot of fun. It was so fun to just spontaneously drop everything and have this little adventure. And I know that that's not the reality, that you can't always do that. But for me, it worked out this time and it was fun to just not be so like buttoned up and be like, nope, we can't do that. It was fun to say, yes, let's do it. Like, why not? And that reminds me of recently, if you're on my email list, I sent out an email survey asking people about their time as a family, kind of like what's taking the most of your time right now? Where do you want to be spending your time? A few questions like that. And it was so interesting to me. I've had quite a lot of responses and a lot of the feedback on that survey is families talking about with their time, like if they could get more time, they would have more fun together. And I can totally relate to that because so much time in our families is filled up with those have to do things, or at least things that feel like they're have to do things. Like we have to go to school and then we have to get to practice and we have to provide for our family, which all of these things are 100% real, like things that we get to do in our families. But I think sometimes it can start feeling like this isn't even fun anymore. Like, why are we even doing all this? And so I'll leave this as a short episode today, but it just has had me thinking, like after that survey and after this experience with the kids, how can we create more fun in our lives, more games, more just being together, enjoying each other. So I'll leave you with that for this week. How can you create that this week to find more of that time to do the things that you love? And maybe that's, it might be too cold to be in the pool, but like playing in the pool or just playing games or whatever it is, that unstructured just playing together. So I hope you have a great week and go and play and have fun because I think that's what family life is meant to be. It's meant to be fun. And there's one other thought I was going to share. So we got home today. I had a bunch of work stuff to catch up on because I had played hooky for a couple of days. And so Chris took my 2 littlest on a bike ride they got these e-bikes for Christmas and we just barely got them working. Like they worked for a day and then the tires went flat. Truly on like December 26th, they broke and we haven't got them fixed until like 3 days ago. And so Trip and Indy are loving them and it's been so fun to watch them play on those together. Indy, in fact, just learned how to ride a bike because she was so motivated by this e-bike. And she's just so proud of herself. And so Chris went on a bike ride with my two little ones and they were gone for a while. And when they came back, they like rushed into the house and they were like, "Mom, we just started a club." And they were telling me the name of their club is called the Electric Punks because they're electric bikes. And she invited me to be a member, fortunately. And so I don't know what I have to do to become a member, but I'm going to be a member of the Electric Punks. And they all have names. And there's a little pond by our house and that's their club hangout. And they have like all these things they were telling me about, these things that they're creating and going to do in their club and what their club is about. And it just struck me as like, this is so fun. Like, I don't always appreciate motherhood and parenthood as fun. And it also made me think, you know what, this little club that they're doing, that's kind of what that's what I want to create in families with family brand is like, how can you just create this cool little culture in your home that's all about who you want to be and what you want to do? And it just was so fun to watch Indy and Trip just light up talking about the Electric Punks. Can we bring that same energy and excitement into our families more often? Anyway, I'll leave it at that and hope you have a wonderful week and go find some fun.
Thank you so much for listening to the Family Brand Podcast. To say thank you, we have something really awesome we'd love to share with you.
You know, we often hear from families who will tell us that they just feel so overwhelmed because of the demands that are placed on them. They feel like they're constantly being pulled in so many different directions and spread thin, and they're spending time as a family, but they don't feel like it's quality time. They're not really connected and they want to be more intentional. And we can certainly relate because we felt like that at one point in our family. And so we created a guide that allowed us to really be more confident around how we spend time as a family and what we say yes to and what we say no to. And it's just brought so much more peace into our home. It's made our lives so much more simple. And we want to share it with you. So if you go to familybrand.com/free, you can download the How to Take Back Your Family's Time guide. And I can promise you, it'll give you more confidence and more peace in your life and in your family.
One last thing. We feel so inspired when we hear from families that we are making a difference for them. We would love it if you would leave us a 5-star rating and a review on the podcast so we can reach even more amazing families. We truly believe that the way we change the world is one family at a time.